This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Pope Francis visited Ciudad Juarez, sister city to El Paso, Texas, at the border between Mexico and the U.S., and prayed for compassion for immigrants. New York City's lack of inexpensive land is often cited as a barrier to building affordable housing, but an audit of city-owned vacant lots found more than 1,100, some vacant for over 30 years. Determining whether Supreme Court justice clerks have worked for Democratic or Republican-appointed judges prior to their service with the court, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg ranked the highest, with 76.7% having worked for Democratic appointees. Chief Justice Roberts was at 16.3%, and Justice Antonin Scalia and Justice Clarence Thomas tied for the lowest with 2.3%. Indicates some ideological bias. Paid sick leave is about to become the law in Vermont. House members voted to okay the Senate's version of the bill. It requires businesses to give workers 3 paid sick days a year for the first 2 years of the law and 5 days after that. The bill now goes to the governor for his signature. He supports the bill. Vermont now becomes the 5th state, along with California, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Oregon, to require some form of paid sick leave. President Obama says he's going to Cuba in March. Pope Francis, returning to Italy from Mexico, indicate that it was not an absolute evil to use birth control to protect women from the Zika virus. He cited an earlier case with Pope Paul in protecting nuns in Africa from rape. An agreement in Syria is finally allowing airdrops and truck deliveries of food and medicine to 480,000 people trapped by that war. The UN is handling the drops in Russian planes, partially financed by the USA. Secret police files seized from the estate of a recently deceased Polish general have revived allegations that Lech Walesa, former head of Solidarność Union, had triggered the end to communist control in the 1980s, and who became a Nobel laureate and later served as prime minister, was also a communist informer in the 1970s. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about accident issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.